And if you're still looking for that It's a Wonderful Life moment to restore the holiday spirit, we turn now to the man who brought us such sentimental film favorites as Hairspray and Pink Flamingos, director John Waters. He's going to read an excerpt from his essay, Why I Love Christmas.
Being a traditionalist, I'm a rabid sucker for Christmas. In July, I'm already worried that there are only 146 shopping days left. What are you going to get me for Christmas, I carp to fellow bathers who haven't even decided what to do for Labor Day. As each month follows, I grow more and more obsessed. Around October, I startle complete strangers by bursting into my off-key rendition of Joy to the World. I'm always the little drummer boy for Halloween, a grouchy one at that, since the inconsiderate stores haven't even put up their Christmas decorations yet. November 1st kicks off the jubilee of consumerism, and I'm so riddled with the holiday season that the mere mention of a stocking stuffer sexually arouses me. Pre-holiday activities are the foreplay of Christmas. Naturally, Christmas cards are your first duty, and you must send one with a personal handwritten message to every single person you ever met, no matter how briefly. If this common courtesy is not reciprocated, never speak to this person again. Keep computerized records of violators and hold this grudge forever. Don't even attend their funeral. Of course, you must make your own cards by hand. I don't have time, you may whine, but since the whole purpose of life is Christmas, you better make time, Buster. We Christmas zealots are rather demanding when it comes to the basic requirements of holiday behavior. But I can't think of anything is usually the next excuse, but cut those people off in mid-sentence. It's easy to be creative at Christmas time. One year, I had a really cute idea that was easy to design. I bought a cheap, generic card of Joseph and Mary holding the baby Jesus and superimposed Jim Jones's face in place of the homeless infants. Inside, I kept the message, "He is born." Everybody told me they loved it, and some even said they saved it. You can never buy too many presents. If you said excuse me to me on a transit bus, you're on my list. I wrap presents for non-existent people in case somebody I barely know hands me a present and I'm unprepared to return this gesture. Even though I'm the type who infuriates others by saying, "Oh, I finished my shopping months ago," as they frantically try to make last-minute decisions, I like to go into the stores at the height of Christmas mania. Everyone is in a horrid mood, and you can see the overburdened, underpaid temporary help having nervous breakdowns. I always write down their badge numbers and report them for being grumpy. If you're a criminal, Christmas is an extra special time for you and your family. Shoplifting is easier, and cars in parking lots are loaded with presents for your children. Since everyone steals the checks you must leave for the mailmen and garbage men, I like to leave little novelty items, like letter bombs. Always be prepared if someone asks you what you want for Christmas. Give brand names, the store that sells the merchandise, and if possible, exact model numbers so they can't go wrong. Be the type who's impossible to buy for, so they have to get what you want. If you owe someone money, now is the time to pay him back, mentioning at the same time a perfect gift suggestion. No matter what you think of your presents, each must be answered by an immediate thank you note. Thinking of what to write can be tricky, especially for distant relatives who send you a card with two crisp $5 bills inside. Be honest in your reply. "Dear Uncle Walt, thank you for the money. I bought a pack of cools and then put the change in an especially disgusting peep show. It was fun." Christmas Day is like an orgasm that never stops. Happiness and good cheer should be throbbing in your veins, swilling eggnog, scarfing turkey, and wildly ripping open presents with your family. One must pause to savor the feeling of inner peace. Once it's over, you can fall apart. Depression and feeling that it somehow wasn't good enough should be expected. There's nothing to do. Go to a bad holiday movie? You can't leave the house between now and January 1st because it's unsafe. Returning gifts is not only rude, but psychologically dangerous. If you're not careful, you might glimpse the scum of the earth, cheap bastards who shop at after Christmas sales to save a few bucks. What can you look forward to? There was only one escape from post-Christmas depression. The thought that in 4 short weeks, it's time to start all over again. What are you gonna get me?
Filmmaker John Waters with excerpts of his essay in a collection entitled Crackpot, The Obsessions of John Waters. This is Day to Day from NPR News.